All right, we're going to reconvene. It's 12:05. We're on to item number 25, which is discussion of possible action. Update, discussion, and provide direction to county staff and lobbyists regarding upcoming bills and legislation affecting Story County, including but never limited to the following: SB 69, SB 78, AB 77, AB 32, AB 538, AB 528, SB 410, SB 364, and other properly related matters. Austin.
All right. Thank you, Commissioners. Austin Osborne for the record. With me here is Alex Tanchek from Silver State Government Relations and Helen Foley from Foley Public Affairs. We're going to a little bit tag team this today with various bills. I wanted to give you a very simple update of our bill, Senate Bill 69. At this point, we know that it had a hearing, and Senator Neal has been talking with us about this bill. And she's advised that we put some elements in place to try to get the bill to the next level. And I'm just going to summarize those very briefly. Posted on the website, as well as provided to folks here, are a full version of the existing bill, as well as a one-page summary of what the bill is and what changes have occurred. It's actually a two-page summary. So guardrails on there at this point, the government services agreement requirement is still in the bill. The guardrails that are on there is we were asked just to put some items in there that would be subject to a government services negotiation instead of it being completely wide open, so we did. We were asked to potentially put some caps on the limits of the government services agreement. So far, those caps would be 25% of the total abatement value for a $3.5 billion investment and 10% of the total abatement value of a $1 billion investment company. We did some internal math. We find that to be well within the limits of what we would probably believe working with a county, a fire district, and a city would need. We have also reached out to RCG Economics that we have on retainer to do a little pro forma to see if we can just double check and make sure the math comes out okay. The next one here is there's some discussion on when an abatement would become effective. And we had talked back and forth quite a bit on that. We had made it to where that abatement could not be more backward than the prior fiscal year or the fiscal year in which the contract for that abatement is actually approved. And then there was some discussion about removing sections 4 and 8, as they really don't apply at the local level. So we did. And then the data center still is completely removed from the bill.
We're still on mute, apparently.
Thank you. Sorry.
Okay.
About that.
No problem. Do I need to repeat anything or okay?
I don't think so. Brian, lip reading is fine.
Nothing you need to hear.
Okay. So at that point, we have had conversations directly and somewhat indirectly with the Governor's Office of Economic Development. We've communicated directly with the Governor's office staff. Folks have actually been very helpful in one way or another addressing certain things with us and trying to make this bill palatable to multiple different folks. And then at this point, the bill is in discussion with Senator Neal and her team. And I'm happy to answer any questions on Senate Bill 69 before I pass it to our team to talk about some of the other bills or just to receive questions of this board on anything.
Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about SB 69?
No, thank you.
Vice Chairman?
I don't. I was just going to mention while we're off mute that there was a short period we were on mute. The county manager was just discussing aspects of updates to SB 69 in case someone's listening to the recording or needs to take notes on what was happening.
Go ahead.
Any other questions from the board at this point?
I think so. Anybody else?
Okay, there's some other economic development bills. I'm going to pass it over to Mr. Tanchek. But just in a sense, AB 256 regarding railroad study groups, AB 528 regarding lead abatements, AB 538 regarding GOED board membership temporarily, SB 364 railroad spurs, and AB 77 we've discussed before regarding state benefit and denial. Mr. Tanchek, feel free to come on up if you want, and then we'll ask Ms. Foley out.
Just to clarify, so apparently everybody else on YouTube heard it, but Brian did not, because I guess he's on Zoom.
Got it.
So we're good.
Are we okay?
Yep,
okay.
100%.
Good afternoon or good morning. Alex Tanchek with Silver State Government Relations. A couple other bills to talk about. SB 78, this was the board consolidation bill that included portions relating to the Comstock Historic District. My understanding is that the Department of Business and Industry is looking to scale down this bill a bit, so it just includes occupational licensing boards. And I don't think I wanted to touch any of the historical district boards or any of the other advisory boards. Just want to focus on the occupational licensing. So it sounds like the portions relating to the Comstock Historic District Commissioner are going to be removed. AB 77 was GoEd's bill. So far, this bill has not received a hearing, and I don't believe it's going to go forward. Shortly here, the governor is going to have his own economic development bill that should be released sometime this week, maybe sometime next week. I believe that is probably going to be the vehicle that would be pushed by the governor and GoEd's team instead of AB 77. AB 32 relates to the VNT Railroad. This was passed out of committee last week, I believe it was, and referred to Assembly Ways and Means. The bill has been scheduled for a Ways and Means committee hearing on Friday. The time of the meeting, in case anyone wanted to attend, is at call of the chair or no later than 11. If last week is any guide, then it should be around 4 p.m. Another bill to talk about is AB 538. This came from the Joint Interim Standing Committee on Revenue. This is similar to Story County's bill SB 69 in that it included local representation on the Board of Economic Development when discussing partial abatements and other abatements. So far, this bill has not received a hearing. The committee hearing or deadline for committee bill hearings is next Friday, April 11th. At that point, all bills will need to be heard and reported out of committee. So far, AB 538 has not received a hearing. And that is that. Austin had mentioned AB 256. This related to a commuter rail study. This was voted out of the Assembly Legislative Operations and Elections Committee on Thursday. They made a couple amendments to the bill. First, they removed reference to Clark and Washoe counties and instead replaced that with regional communities. They also added a rural county representative to the study committee that will be looking into this commuter rail, into aspects of commuter rail. Next, I will talk about SB 410. This is a bill relating to local government collective bargaining. Basically, it includes mandatory bargaining for insurance benefits for dependents, specifically in instances for local governments. And finally, I think the last bill that I'm going to talk about is AB 540. This is the governor's housing bill. Basically, this creates the Nevada Attainable Housing Account, placing $200 million in that account for loans, grants, rebates, and other supports for folks achieving attainable housing and local government development. There are a few portions of this bill that specifically relate to local governments. In Section 23, if a county commission or county government is either considering selling or leasing property for attainable housing, the county commission will develop evaluation mechanisms to determine the capacity and the commitment of the developer for the attainable housing. Additionally, in sections 30 and 31, it mandates certain processes for expedited approval processes for local government for housing projects and attainable housing projects, expedited in terms of approval and plan reviews and things of that like. This bill is planned to be heard tomorrow at 5 p.m. in Assembly, Commerce, and Labor. And with that, I will turn it over to...
Commissioners have any questions about the bills? Alex went over.
I think there's some conversation, and we probably should. I don't know if we want to do that now, but
if it has to do with those bills, yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to bring up AB 77. It looks like it may not go forward, but there I have some concerns about. One of the proposals that's in there, and that proposal is to allow the GOED board to reduce or to deny abatements of any kind, so not just the big ones, but the standard ones as well, if they don't meet certain criteria. And those criteria are laid out in the bill, and it's things like, strain on infrastructure. Does it align with the governor's strategic plan? There's a list of things that they can look at. And I certainly align with their need to be able to, if a project is not a good fit, to maybe say, hey, there's a way to say no, which they don't have right now. My concern is it introduces the ability for decisions to be made somewhat arbitrarily, maybe to pick winners and losers, to decide that one jurisdiction's better for a project than another. And so those are the concerns. I have expressed those concerns personally to GOED representatives. And I think that it's worth continuing to, if that's something that we are concerned about, continuing to express that so it's not a surprise, especially if the governor's bill is going to include this ask. So that we're acting in good faith and getting out in front of it and trying to work towards making the bill better, as opposed to just saying, hey, we don't like this. Because a lot of the other things that are in the bill, I think, make a lot of sense. And so I would just maybe ask if as a board, we can make that direction to our team to further engage with GOED and other interested parties like the RDAs, like EDON and NNDA, this would affect them in a big way, and so they have a stake in it. They may be able to come up with some potential solutions as well. So if the board's comfortable with that, it's not necessarily taking a position on it, just asking to engage because we have some concerns about the way that it's currently written.
Okay.
The second one that I think we probably should provide some guidance on is AB 538, which is about GOED board members. I certainly appreciate the sentiment. It looks like this is very similar to what we originally had in our bill. And so it was very nice of them to throw it in a bill and put it out there for us. I feel like we've gotten to a place where we are getting what we need out of our own bill, and I'm not sure if us backing this bill would potentially cause heartburn for getting our bill through, which is kind of a compromise, middle of the road, really down to the brass tacks approach. And so certainly I think we can maybe approach the committee and thank them for their efforts and thinking of us, but maybe let them know that we feel like we've arrived at a place with our bill where we get what we need. And have been able to build broader support behind it. I don't know what your thoughts are. I just don't, it feels like they may have done it with us in mind and put this bill out there, which I certainly appreciate that. I just, with all the cross currents that happened down there at the legislature, if we go full bore on this one, I don't know if it makes it harder for us to get SB 69 pushed through.
Okay. So not take a position on it at all, but thank them behind the scenes. Did I get that correctly?
Yeah, I think maybe thank and engage and just kind of feel out what their thought process in introducing the bill was, and just get to understand if if it's related to us or something broader, you know, and kind of just do some exploration on it.
Okay.
If that's all right.
Any thoughts from our staff on that?
I'll go ahead, unless Alex has something to say, but Austin Osborne, for the record, I don't think there'd be an issue with that. It wouldn't necessarily be denying or approving. It would be, as Commissioner Mitchell explained, going with the flow on things that we've worked out. SB 69, I don't see any issues with that.
Okay. That works for me.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you have anything else?
So SB 364, which I think Austin mentioned, I don't know if Alex touched on it. It has to do with extending abatements to railroad sidings and infrastructure projects. I believe that Fernley is backing this bill and has asked for our support, kind of in, maybe not officially, but has asked us to consider supporting it. I don't know if my understanding is there are a few things that may be concerning about this, and so I think maybe the right position is to engage and express concerns that we may have. I don't know, maybe I'm reading that wrong. I haven't delved into it in the same level of detail that I'd like to. Maybe County Manager Osborne has something to bring to light there.
I'd be happy to, Austin Osborne, for the record.
Sure.
On this bill, it's a little preliminary. I have reached out to Nevada Association of Counties. They're reviewing this bill before they take an official position. They have some analysis they're doing right now. So I don't want to really say a lot in that regard until they do take a position, but they're taking this bill very seriously to make sure that it does okay things, it doesn't cause any potential adverse impacts. I have reached out to one or more other counties and they're also doing the same. I would ask at this point that maybe direction is to learn and listen at this point, and by the next county commission meeting perhaps take a position on this bill that might be aligned with where NACO ends up or where those other counties land that might be affected.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I mean, knowing that some deadlines are coming up, maybe is an appropriate position to just align with NACO's conclusion for now, and then whatever they come up with, we'll support, and then as we go down the road, we can reevaluate that position if we need to. We feel comfortable. Just saying, we'll go since they're putting the work in on it.
That works for me.
Okay.
Anything else, Clay? Well, we've got.
No, I think.
Alex's thing.
I think that's it.
Okay. All right.
One other one I forgot to mention is AB 81. This would make Pacific Standard Time the standard time in Nevada. This passed out of committee yesterday. I don't believe it was a unanimous vote. Anyway, that's all I have. Thank you.
All right, I'm getting kind of pointed at me, so Austin Osborne for the record. Everything's been listed out in front of you at this point. I'm still monitoring with our team NACO's positions on where they are. So far, nothing seems to be out of line with where we are. I haven't seen these bills that we talked about today, except for SB 69, which they're supporting, on their list of bills that they're taking action on officially yet, but I know they're working on it. I do believe, Ms. Foley, you have a few things you'd like to bring up as well and discuss. Thank you.
Helen Foley, Foley Public Affairs, for the record. Alex covered the majority of the bills that Story County is most interested in, but I wanted to go over just a couple of others that are still out there that might be of interest to you. There's Senate Bill 147, which was introduced by Marilyn Dondero Loop, and it deals with regional planning with economic resiliency. And it's primarily devoted to Southern Nevada. As you know, in the Washoe County area, they have done regional planning for years. They have not in Southern Nevada. They've attempted to a few times, and no one's paid any attention to what the recommendations are. Each and every planning commission wants to make their own decisions, so they haven't played well in the sandbox with each other. This one, they want people to look at infrastructure needs, transit needs, and also economic needs of the community. I think there was one concern by Story County that it was appropriating $650,000 for this project, and it was the position that you discussed earlier that that seems more of a local issue that should be handled with local funds rather than state funds. There is a hearing on that bill in government affairs tomorrow, the 2nd, and we'll be monitoring that issue. Senate Bill 208, introduced by Senator Steinbeck and Stone, will allow money coming from the 911 account to be used not only for PSAP centers, so where the calls come in for these emergency responses, but also enabling them to build facilities to house these units. So it's not just the equipment. You could build a great big huge building. In Clark County, they increased it to $15 million annually for this. Washoe County came forward during the hearing and requested that there be, I think it's $5 to $10 million for Washoe County to be able to also use this for facilities. The original bill had in it where they took out the body cams and not allowed this use for body cams. Senator Steinbeck, after a lot of pushback, decided he was not going to do that. So he removed that from the bill in his amendment. And it should probably go through. There doesn't seem to be a whole lot of opposition to that issue. Senate Bill 232 requests to build a veterans and community center in Virginia City. It has been declared exempt by the legislature, which means it will not die on the 11th of April if it hasn't received a vote out of committee. And what it does is it gives $750,000 to the Evans Kendall VFW post to construct a veteran cemetery in Virginia City. So if you're interested in that, that might be something that we would support. There's a bill, Assembly Bill 28, and it passed out of the Assembly Revenue Committee on March 27th, and it is for the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada to be able to place on the ballot a sales tax. It was going to expire in 2024, and this bill will allow it to extend to 2028. And that's a tax on gross receipts, sales tax on gross receipts. The V&T Railroad, which you guys have been very involved in, did pass out with no amendment out of growth and infrastructure on the 20th of March, and there is a hearing scheduled in Ways and Means on the 4th. So we'll see how that goes. With Senate Bill 78, as Alex said, there is an exemption on that bill. There are so many other things that are going on with business and industry, with the governor's office. It has actually been mentioned, this is interesting, 12 different times in other committees during the course of the legislative session. But it is in government affairs and will be decided in government affairs. When they were looking at the Committee on Cultural Affairs and Historic Preservation and also Comstock Historical District, they wanted to combine that into a commission for cultural and historic preservation. They have two counties that would be included in that representation, and that would be Story County and Lyon County, in addition to the Arts Council, the Nevada Humanities and Indian Tribe, libraries, an engineer, historic preservation individuals. Now it's a question of whether or not that's all under Section 37 of the bill, but it's a question of whether or not the governor's office and the Department of Business and Industry will strip the bill of all of that and just focus on the occupational issues. So that's about it. Any questions?
Thank you, Helen.
Thank you.
Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Helen or about the bill she talked about?
No, thank you.
All right, Vice Chairman.
I have just a couple. Helen, you were mentioning some amounts in the 911 funding bill. Those amounts are allowances for what can be used for facilities. Those are not appropriations, right? Those are not amounts to be paid for by the state. It's just allowing them to use those funds that they collect locally.
Commissioner, I appreciate you asking that question. The funds in this legislation, and no one seems to talk about where the funds come from, they come from a tax on your wireless bill and your phone bill. There's a tax. If those funds got to be over a certain amount, there was an evaluation by a committee designated by each county to determine a threshold level where they would start giving it back. Well, that never happens, that they give it back to companies and reduce the charge. So this has been growing, and in some of these communities, quite dramatically. And so now they're allowing that money to be used for other purposes. But it is not, the tax is solely on your wireless and telephone bill.
Very good. Thank you. I would ask my fellow commissioners, it seems like, and just for clarification on, I believe it was SB 232, which is the appropriation for the veterans for...
That's correct. Senate Bill 232.
I thought I heard you say at the end it was for a veterans cemetery. Is it for a veterans, for a facility, veterans services facility? I thought I saw that that's what they were asking for as opposed to a cemetery. It may have just been a...
I think it's a center, veterans center. And community center. I apologize.
No, quite all right. Thank you. I think it would be appropriate for us to take a position supporting that since it would be cited here. And I think it was introduced by our state senator. I could be wrong. But
Krasner, Titus, and a lot of Democrats and Republicans supported it.
Yeah, it seems like it has broad-based support, and I think there really is a need. If I remember correctly, our veterans population represents something like 12% of our population, significant, without a whole lot of veteran services. And I know they've been working pretty hard, beating the bushes in the private sector and other funding sources as well. So I think it would be appropriate for us to take an official position in support of that bill.
You good with that, Commissioner Gilman?
I am.
All right, so am I.
Great. That's all I've got. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Helen.
Thank you very much.
If you'd like, Mr. Chairman, let me help you walk through the motion, or do you have any other questions or things you want to bring up on this?
You guys have any questions?
No questions from my chair.
Okay. We covered some things, but yeah, Clay, do you want Austin to run through a motion?
Yeah, or maybe just a summary of if you have some notes on as far as positions or guidance, and then I can just reference it for a motion.
Okay.
If you have that, or I can...
Everything that was said here today incorporated herewith.
Yes. And properly related matters.
And properly related matters, of course. We must have those. I believe that this board would want to support our position on Senate Bill 69 moving forward as described.
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. On economic development bills, kind of what I'm hearing is on these bills respective to the impacts they would have to us and other like counties. To take positions regarding that and also to monitor and work with NACO, Nevada Association of Counties, on the position those are regarding, especially, for example, the Railroad Spurs Bill, Senate Bill 364. I heard AB 77 to look at a kind of a multidimensional approach to that as described by Commissioner Mitchell. The Railroad Study Group regarding transit systems that we would be, I believe, on board with that, but to continue discussing that as it applies to regional areas that may affect our county. But also I've heard with Ms. Foley making sure that there's some local involvement in those things, not necessarily having to be done at the state level. So that's the first batch. I have to go through a couple different rounds of notes here because there are different stuff. SB 147, regional planning and projects with the housing and infrastructure to generally just monitor that to make sure that that regional doesn't encroach into our regional and with mandates and things like that, things that we're already working on together to support Senate Bill 232, the Virginia City Veterans Center bill. Just bear with me here. Of course, supporting SB, is it 32? I hope I got that correct. The VNT railway bill that Commissioner Mitchell's been working on diligently.
It's AB 32, yep.
AB 32, thank you. And others. I think at this point, and continuing to support bills that are supported by NACO or opposing bills that are opposed by NACO unless this board takes other action.
Do you think that has everything covered? Is that covered in there?
Yeah, I think so. Just out of curiosity, do we know what's going on with Lyon County's bill that was about updating GPSs? Does that ring a bell at all? Sorry, we can talk offline about that one.
The only thing I heard is they were looking at a fee structure because they had a flat fee of like $500, and I guess that Google's
like
didn't like it. He said there's going to be a whole fee structure.
Got it.
For it. I assume if they're X amount of time not responding, they'd get tagged a certain fee. But I haven't seen it. I don't know if you guys have. Fee structure related to their bill. If Google or Maps doesn't update in like 48 hours, there'd be a charge.
Yeah, maybe we can add that one as something to monitor, assuming it gets through deadlines or what have you by the next meeting. We'll get you a bill number. Okay. And there are some other bills that have to do with county involvement in or county input into projects, solar projects and those kind of things. And I definitely think that those are of interest to some we just want to monitor. So maybe just adding those as instructions, and I think that's good.
Okay.
All right.
If you're ready, I'm ready.
Yeah. Do we need a public comment, or did we already do that?
I haven't asked for public comment yet. So you're good with Austin as far as the motion?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any public comment regarding any of the bills that we've talked about today? All right, not seeing any. You ready?
Yeah. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to direct staff and lobbyists to represent Story County on known BDRs, bills, and other potential legislation affecting Story County as discussed on the record in our meeting today.
I'll second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Helen, Alex, Austin. All right, we're on to item number 26, discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of business license second readings, A through F. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments?
None.
Vice Chairman?
No, I'm good.
Is there any public comment regarding the second reading? Not seeing any, Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the second reading of business licenses listed under item 26 as A through F.
I'll second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 27. This is the second and final time for public comment during this meeting. Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. It is 12:39. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you.